frisky in old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. The case of a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador is back in a Maryland court today as the Trump administration gives no indication it's willing to work to get him returned as the Supreme Court had ordered. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
I'm expecting this hearing today to be highly contentious. The judge had very specifically said that the government has to take steps to bring back Mr. Abrego Garcia to the country. We are seeing that completely flouted.
A Palestinian man who led protests against the war in Gaza as a student at Columbia University was arrested at a Vermont immigration office where he expected to be interviewed about finalizing his U.S. citizenship. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The interview started. We noticed that there were people outside, that there were friends of his who were there. There were also very clearly, I noticed at least a couple of agents, and there was some cars roaming. And suddenly we got a text minutes after the interview began from his attorney saying he's in handcuffs.
On social media today, President Trump threatened Harvard University's tax-exempt status hours after the administration froze more than $2 billion in federal grants when the school refused White House demands. CBS News Boston reporter Julie McDonald.
Harvard said that addressing anti-Semitism remains a priority, strengthening their rules, expanding training, and supporting their Jewish community, but that curtailing research funding would not help with this important work.
Also on social media, President Trump today accused China of going back on a major Boeing deal after Bloomberg reported that Beijing ordered Chinese airlines to stop taking further deliveries of the company's jets. Underway in New York in the sexual assault retrial of ex-Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. His first conviction was tossed out. Attorney Lindsay Goldbrum represents one of the plaintiffs.
Over the next several weeks, these women will testify about these heinous acts that have been committed against them, and intimate details of their lives will come out.
Well, correspondent Christian Benavides tells us the trade war appears to be playing a role in how Canadians view the United States and in what economic actions some are taking.
Nationwide, advanced flight bookings by Canadians are down 70%. The country is the top source for international tourists to the U.S., generating $20 billion in spending. Canadians are getting out of U.S. real estate, too. Natalie Mancuso sold her condo in Pompano Beach.
Definitely political.
Checking Wall Street is up 136 points. The S&P is up 26. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind zero turn and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel. Let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council swears in four new members tonight. Malik Frazier in District 1, Nathan Pavan in the 15th, Jens Jorgensen in the 5th, and Grace Allen in District 9. Mary Land narrowly retained District 11. For more on the outgoing council's final actions last night, check out RacineCountyEye.com. Major road work begins Monday on Racine's Main Street. Gould to Augusta will be closed for 2 months. Detours will be on to Melvin and Erie. Phase 2 will start in July, and the project will move a little north. Parking restrictions will be in place during construction. Racine County Judge John Fredrickson is seeking a recount after losing by 55 votes to Jamie McClendon. That was a contest on the April ballot for Branch 7 on the circuit court. Waukesha teen Nikita Kassip, charged with killing his parents and plotting to assassinate the president, allegedly communicated with Russian and Ukrainian contacts. He's locked up on $1 million bond. Haven't yet been filed. And some people in Oak Creek are suing to block the Buc-ee's. It's proposed for just north of the Racine County line along I-94. People living near the Elm Road exit say the city of Oak Creek rushed zoning changes and ignored noise, traffic, and property value concerns. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch. Beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With more clouds than sunshine today and breezy winds still gusting out of the northwest around 35 miles per hour, high temperatures will still scrape 50. Then tomorrow, a high-pressure system settles in, giving us a calm and comfortable sunny day with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Thank you, Brittany and Paul Harvey. The rest of the story coming up in 30 seconds, sponsored by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Golf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Rest of the story. Regis Wilson was a 14-year young schoolgirl about to embark upon the most magical evening of her life, her first prom. It was her boyfriend's high school prom, actually. He was an 18-year-old senior at Humes High. Regis had known him for 4 months. They'd met at a birthday party from which he escorted her home. That was her first date with any boy ever, the first of many with the young man whom she would always remember as her first love. Regis was attending a strict parochial school at the time, and yet even her Catholic nun teachers would have approved of this boy. Quiet, well-mannered, the places they dated were ultimately honorable, the malt shop, the church. Sometimes the two would just sit in the swing on Regis's front porch, talking. Regis always got a good night kiss, but never the slightest suggestion of anything more daring. Then the day for which she had hoped, when her darling boyfriend asked her to his senior prom. Never was a girl lovelier on prom night. Regis wore a strapless pink dress and a pink carnation. A talented beauty school student had done her hair for free. And off she and her beau went down to the Peabody Hotel through a giant heart-shaped door and into the ballroom where dreamy music echoed from a dance band. And then young Regis Wilson, the boy she thought she knew so well, received a confession. He said, "It was something I should have told you earlier." He said, "I'm sorry, but I can't dance. I can't dance." They sat down. The boy explained how his first girlfriend, Betty, had tried to teach him the two-step 3 years before. No matter how hard she tried, however, his clumsiness kept him from learning. And how Betty, who loved to dance, quickly found a boy who could. So he never did learn to dance. and probably never would. And yet what might have disappointed any young lady attending her first prom only made Regis Wilson smile and love her boyfriend even more. They didn't have to dance, she told him. Just walking through the heart-shaped, being there with him was enough for her and more. And so the two listened to the music and they talked and they held hands and the magic spell remained unbroken. In fact, today, 36 years later, it's still unbroken. Regis Wilson and her shy young man were not to marry. Financial reverses forced her family to move away from Memphis that spring of 1993. And yet, although Regis married another man 3 years later and has remained happily married to today, each springtime, in a secret reprise quite too deep for anyone else to reach, she drifted time and through a giant heart-shaped door. Her happiness was more than a dance, and to a boy who loved her, who loved her tenderly, but was too self-conscious to step out on the dance floor. And he never did learn to dance. He never did learn to dance with a woman, and yet solo, his dancing set countless millions of feet to dancing and set the world on fire. That sweet, awkward high school boy named Elvis Presley. Now you know the rest of the story.
Unbelievable. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, twice every Monday through Friday, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and again, like you just heard, 12:05 at noontime here on WRJN.
The beat goes on. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat.
beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
JN. Brewers lost to the Tigers last night. Let's see if we can reverse our fortune tonight with a game that starts at 6:05 with the pregame on WRJN. Brewers and Tigers, 6:05 tonight. It's sponsored by Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, The Lanes on 20, and Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Brewers, 6:05, WRJN.
Today is income tax day. Yuck. Whether you were a winner or a loser this year, I've got a great offer for you. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. Today and today only, purchase any gift certificates from Big Deals and you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No promo code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save an additional 15%. Hurry in for best selection.
Go to WRJN.com and click on for amazing savings right now.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget to brand fine chocolates, a sweet treat for any. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Open 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Another dance, yeah.
You know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beatles on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Now, an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street in Racine starting next Monday. The first phase of the project will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. Detours will be posted using Melvin Avenue, Erie Street, and Gould. The road is scheduled to reopen in time for the Lighthouse Run and the July 4th festivities. Parking will be restricted and temporary accommodations will be provided for those living in the area. Phase 2 is set for July, impacting Augusta to Melvin. The DNR says they'll let you know when it's okay to burn. The rain should help a little. State officials still have the southern part of Wisconsin in a high risk for fire danger. Some places had put a halt on outdoor burning. The risk could stick around through at least tomorrow. So far this year, there have been 476 wildfires in Wisconsin. A legal battle brews in Oak Creek over Buc-ee's. People living at the mega gas station claim the city rushed zoning changes, causing their fears of noise, traffic, and declining property values. The proposed site off I-94 just north of the Racine County line would host Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's. However, residents argue the council dismissed their pleas during the March vote. A Racine County court contest is being contested. Incumbent Circuit Court Judge John Fredrickson has formally filed for a recount following his 55-vote challenger Jamie McClendon in the April 1st race. It's for a position on Branch 7. Go deeper on what triggers a recount and the timeline in a spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com.
Clouds then sunshine today and breezy winds still gusting out of the northwest around 35 miles per hour. High temperatures will still scrape 50. Then tomorrow, a high pressure system settles in, giving us a calm and comfortable sunny day with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me. Soon I will. Brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall. Now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and of cloud, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County campaign. Every month, we offer guidelines for staying safe on the roads. Listing for more details on WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, uh-huh. I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh.
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation.
Persuasion.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and about an hour away from the next Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. And this one has got some culture. You might have to listen to this one with your pinky extended because it's got a symphony orchestra in it. Seriously, the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra out of Canada. So you want in on this? Be here an hour from now. If you don't already know the song, I will reveal it at about 1:45-ish. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning. Every other day of the week is fire.
other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. That day, Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and the Mamas and Papas with a song that was number one. Is the loneliest number? See what I did there?
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I find it hard for me to carry.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump today threatened Harvard University's tax-exempt status, hours after freezing more than $2 billion in federal grants to the school. The students concerned.
These are people who are the best in the world, and that's why they're here. So that research is sort of in jeopardy.
CBS's Michael Wallace.
Harvard is defying the administration's demands to end its DEI programs, reform its international admissions process, and discipline protesters. Robert Kelchin with the University of Tennessee's Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Studies says Harvard